BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
From the Red Book of Ergest. These are the tales of the Mabinogi.
Her daddy digs at the foot of the standing stone. I know something important is to be found here. Something that will placate the Irish king.
Hey! I've hit something!
I can't say how I know, but I do.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I can't lift it.
Let me.
What is it?
A cauldron.
The cauldron is large, but otherwise looks like any other. A heavy iron basin blackened by the flames.
It's nothing but a great, useless pot.
There's more to it. There must be.
I reach out my hand and touch the cold metal.
Brigid, are you all right?
I find myself standing on a barren hillside, looking down on the deep black waters of a mountain lake. The sky is dark, the waters tremble, then everything becomes still. Even the birds stop singing. The waters part. Aran steps onto the shore.
Brigid of Morrowth. Have you learned how to roast a rabbit yet?
It was you we met in the forest.
My advice would be to raise the spit higher and keep the meat turning.
Where am I?
You are in my world. Anovan.
What am I doing here?
You want to know about the cauldron?
Why was it buried at Harlech?
Long ago, it crossed from my world into yours. Ancient tribes traded it many times down the years. They knew of its power. In the end, it came to Gwynedd, but the people found it overwhelming. The cauldron has the power of resurrection. Though none who have used it can tell the tale. Choosing who is to live and who is to die is a heavy burden.
You chose my mother.
You're wrong, Brigid. I never took your mother. She chose to come with me. And she is not dead.
Brigid, it's okay.
What happened?
You touched the metal, then you collapsed.
The cauldron is from the other world. It can make the dead walk again.
The storm prevents the Irish fleet from sailing. They're still anchored in the bay.
Are you sure about this, Pryderi?
If I'd stopped Efnisien, this wouldn't be happening. It's all on me.
You're a brave soul.
Branwen, I'm only young, but I believe you to be the most beautiful and noble woman ever to have walked the earth. I've ruined your happiness, and I'd do anything to restore it to you. If I must lay down my life, then I will. Wish me luck.
With all my heart.
And so we return to the Irish fleet.
You're one lucky boy, Pryderi. If anyone else had come, I would have cleaved them open here on the deck. But be warned. If what you say adds to the insult I suffered, then you'll have to die.
King Bran knew nothing of the attack on your horses. He offers you a cauldron.
cauldron. Are you joking?
This cauldron has magical properties. If you come ashore, you'll see.
As twilight descends on Harlech, we gather round the cauldron, which stands over a glowing fire.
I already proved this thing works. I don't see any corpses.
Which one of the horses was yours?
The chestnut mare with the white lace.
This one?
That's her. Sorcerer. Finest mount in the whole of Ireland. Why are you showing me this? With her flesh rotting and her eyes gouged.
Bran places the dead horse into the boiling water. After a moment, the lifeless body stirs. Saoirse lifts her head from the cauldron, struggles out and onto her feet, her features perfectly restored.
Oh, Saoirse, my beauty, it's a miracle.
Madhorok, the cauldron is yours if it will heal the wound between us.
Will it be the same with the person?
Of course.
Or should we not try it out? What do you say, Prideri? I could stab you in the heart, tip you in the pot and give it a go, huh?
But I'd rather not.
I'm only having a laugh.
Matholoch is right.
The cauldron casts a strange spell over Bran's brother, Nissien.
We should test the powers fully.
There's no need. He's satisfied. Isn't that right?
I say we put the whole thing behind us, huh?
No. We have to be sure.
Brother! No!
Lysian cuts his own throat and drops to his knees. Bran cradles his brother's body in one hand, the blood seeping out between his fingers as the light fades from Lysian's eyes.
Get him in the cauldron. Quickly!
Bran gently places the body into the water, and we wait. Nissien's fingers, cold and dead an instant before, grasp the lip of the cauldron, and he pulls himself upright.
You're alive!
But when he tries to speak...
Arau said that men who return can tell the tale.
What have you done?
Another week of feasting follows to make good what had been bad. A gloom settles over Prideri.
Boars, Trotter. You know you want to.
I'm not hungry.
You have to let it go.
What?
Your infatuation with Branwen never going to happen.
Prideri, may I speak with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I take him away for a moment, Brigid?
Be my guest.
I wanted to thank you for your courage. You saved me from a life of shame.
It was a team effort, really.
Will you think of me sometimes, when I'm gone?
I would do anything to please you.
I wanted to give you something. A reward.
What for?
Your courage, and your promise to remember me.
I'm not sure if this is a good idea.
One kiss. One real kiss.
I wish this moment could last forever.
Men have long tried to make time behave like a well-trained dog, responding at once to their commands. But time can never be tamed. It's a wild thing that follows its own instincts.
Goodbye, Prideri.
Not the rules of man.
Goodbye.
A year and a day passes. Back home in Dyfed, life proceeds exactly as it always has.
Oh, you got the fire going.
How is the harvest?
Look.
Good haul. You counted them?
I got to 60. And then I got confused.
You've already eaten some, haven't you?
Maybe.
How many?
A handful.
You said you'd wait.
It was just a few.
How are they?
Nice, yeah.
At this time of year, in damp forest glades, a certain mushroom can be found.
Water's boiling. Gonna make them into a tea.
Yeah, great idea. But be careful.
Why?
You see those little yellow fairies flying at the top of the fire? Don't hurt them. They're our friends.
Okay.
Sometimes this world is a hard place to be. Leaving for a short time can be a blessing.
Come over here.
What is it?
Let's have a kutch.
What?
Let's lie down together and have a kutch.
Are you serious?
Come on. That's nice.
How did you find the cauldron?
I don't know. I got to feel it was there. In my bones.
What happened when you touched it?
Aram told me something about my mother. Didn't make any sense.
I'm sorry.
What for?
You never knew her. I must feel lonely.
Sometimes.
I know that feeling.
Are you thinking about her?
Maybe.
You should never have kissed her.
Every time I close my eyes, I feel a body in my arms.
Don't do it then.
What?
Don't close your eyes and go off with her.
Hey, calm down.
Why would you? Why not stay here with me?
Don't panic, Brigid. It's just the mushrooms kicking in.
Prodery grows distant. I close my eyes and from a barren hillside overlooking the Black Lake, I see him, far away, disappearing into a thick forest.
You are so beautiful.
Listen to me, Prodery. I have a message for you.
You're a bird. Birds don't talk.
Queen Branwen taught me to speak. In Ireland, she has no voice of her own.
Branwen?
She's beaten and starved. She cannot endure much longer.
How do I know this is real?
Is pain real?
Yes, pain would be real. What are you doing?
Pecking your eyes. Does it hurt?
Yes!
Then what I say is true.
Get off me!
A bitter wind has begun to blow.
Like Gripping Stories? Escape into audio drama on BBC Sounds.